Part of Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. Betsy requested David Cassidy in honor of his 66th birthday, which was yesterday. 66! David Cassidy is 66? What? Holy cow. So that's Wild Card Wednesday. It's a wild card. Pick an artist, any song you want. It's Wild Card Wednesday, man, and it'll be a bump. Text in your requests for Wild Card Wednesday bumps. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. In a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about songs that sound suspiciously alike, whether they were flat-out ripoffs or riffs that sound pretty close to one another. The reason we bring this up is because Zeppelin is heading to a copyright trial, and we'll give you all the details on that, and then we will talk about songs that sound suspiciously alike, and you can call in and text your songs as well at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we do, I want to mention my next film club event. And this is the film club event, and I got to say this, I've been doing this since December 2011. I've been hosting the Nick D Film Club events the first Tuesday of each month at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. Beautiful Movieco Theater in Rosemont. Have a great time every year, and I personally pick the movies, and we have shown some incredible movies over the past 5 years, and we will continue to show incredible movies. But I have to say this, in all honesty, the next one that I'm doing, which is tentatively on May 3rd, Tuesday, May 3rd, we may change the date depending on how the Hawks schedule lays out for the playoffs. But this next one that I'm doing is the one that I am absolutely most excited about hosting. And personally, of all the movies that I've shown over the years at my film club, this is my favorite of all the ones that we have shown. And I'm showing Risky Business on Tuesday, May 3rd at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. Risky Business is an incredibly important film in my lifetime, a very, very seminal movie. And I think one of the greatest American satires ever made. I actually prefer it to The Graduate, which is a movie that it gets compared to quite a lot. And we all know it was the breakout movie for Tom Cruise. Shot here in Chicago, story of a kid named Joel Goodson who lives on the North Shore, and parents go away. He turns the house into a brothel in order to raise some money so that he can pay for his dad's Porsche, which falls into the lake, Lake Michigan. And many other things happen. It's a pretty iconic movie. Of course, you know, the one of the most iconic scenes in the film is, you know, Tom Cruise dancing around his underwear to Bob Seger. And there's a lot of stuff in the movie that everybody remembers. This is a real important movie, I think. I think it's a pretty devastating satire. It's a dark movie. It's funny. It's beautifully shot. Really gorgeously shot, an incredible score by Tangerine Dream, and a movie that is deceptively and significantly deep. There's a lot of stuff going on in this film. It's a profoundly significant piece of work. I was 18 when I saw it. It came out in August of 1983, and I was about to go to college. I had just graduated high school. And the main character in the movie is going through the same thing. It's the end of his high school, and he's 18. He has all the pressures of what's expected of him socially, with his peers and by his parents and by society. And it was a movie that hit me like a ton of bricks, just in terms of how incredibly well-made it is, because I didn't expect it, and how deep it is in its subject matter, and how it touched me at a time in my life. I mean, the timing of this movie could not have been more apropos for me to see it and be affected by it in the most possible way. I have seen this movie millions, dozens and dozens and dozens of times. I have analyzed it. I have tons of theories about what each scene is about. Visually, it is a stunning movie. Symbolically, there's a lot going on under the surface of this movie. I've analyzed it. I've actually written papers about it. I adore every single frame of Risky Business, and I am so excited to host this screening. I'm so excited to see it on the big screen again, digitally remastered, because it is an amazing movie. And Chicago has rarely looked as dreamlike and beautiful as it does in Risky Business. And to see it on the big screen at this theater is going to be an amazing thing. And I am so excited for the talk afterwards. Now, I introduce the movie every time we have one of these. I'll introduce the movie, and then we'll do a Q&A, and we'll have a talk afterwards. I'm really excited about this one because I'm so passionate about this movie, and there's so much stuff about this movie that I know, and so much stuff about why I think it's one of the most important American films ever made. So I am really, really excited, and I really want to pack the place for this one. So it is May 3rd. At this moment, it's May 3rd. We may change it, but it'll be either May 3rd or May 10th. We're not really sure yet, but it's most likely 90% it's going to be on May 3rd. So please mark your calendars right now for May 3rd and come out to see Paul Brickman's Risky Business on the big screen. I have a ton of stories to tell you about it and a ton of things about the film that I feel are important. And it is just one of, I mean, it's my favorite movie that we've shown so far, without question. So come on out on May 3rd, Tuesday, May 3rd, at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont for Risky Business on the big screen, digitally remastered. And tickets are only $10. Parking is free. It's really easy to get to. And we'll have some dinner beforehand at Bogart's Restaurant, which is on the second floor of the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. They've got great food, a full bar. We'll meet around 7-ish, have some dinner, go on into the movie. I'll introduce it. Risky Business will start at 8 o'clock, and then we'll have a talk afterwards and the Q&A and stuff. So I am really excited to host this one, more excited than any movie that we've hosted so far. And again, it's Tuesday, May 3rd, and that date may change depending on how the Hawks schedule lays out. But at this point, plan on May 3rd and plan on bringing friends and relatives and everybody and let us jam the place. Only 10 bucks to get in. So please come on out. Risky Business. You can go to movieco.com for more information and reserve your seats. M-U-V-I-C-O. M-U-V-I-C-O. Movieco.com. Tuesday, May 3rd for the incredible Risky Business on the big screen. So please come out and check it out. I have really never been more excited for hosting one of my events than this one. This is a very significant movie in my life, and I want to share that with everybody. So come on out and see it. And again, to see it on the big screen, incredible sound, it's a very special experience. So May 3rd, movieco.com. Get your tickets now. And here's Dwayne on WGN. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Nick, how you doing? My work will normally keeps me away from your movie events, but I'm going to try to make this one. The soundtrack from Risky Business, it's the only CD I keep in my car, and it's already in the thing. You just press the button.
Yeah.
I listen to it while I'm driving around at night. The songs from Tangerine Dream, there's about four or five of them on that.
Mm-hmm.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that.
No, it's an unbelievable score. Tangerine Dream provides incredible music that adds immeasurably to the mood and the style of the film. And it is one of my favorite scores of all time, Tangerine Dream score. And there's also very cool songs on the soundtrack, too, because you got Jeff Beck is on there. You've got the Talking Heads. And obviously, yep. Bob Seger. So there's a lot of good songs on there, but that score, the score that Tangerine Dream did for Risky Business, is a legendary, legendary movie score.
Yeah, I even think there's a Prince song on there.
There is, yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Dwayne, you're going to try and come out. I would love to see you, man.
All right, take care.
All right, see you. Yeah, the soundtrack is unbelievable. Yeah. Dance Music Sex Romance by Prince. Is in that movie. By the way, do you guys know who has a wordless cameo as a hooker in Risky Business?
Just can't say that I do.
Wordless cameo. She's in exactly two shots in the movie. Doesn't say anything. She's in the movie. Megan Mullally. Megan Mullally plays a hooker in Risky Business.
Is it really bad that I really want to see it now just because I want to see Megan Mullally?
I can point out the two shots for you, too. I will tell you exactly where they are. One is like, it's like you look at it and you go, oh, my God, that is Megan Mullally. One's a quick shot, one you can't really see. But one, like, she's in the focal point of the frame. And it's the scene that you want to kind of look at is right when the In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins is starting to play and they go to make love on the real train where they go on the L. Rebecca De Mornay and Tom Cruise go on the L to have sex. And as they're leaving after the night that he's basically turned his parents' house into a brothel, as they're passing out the money and the hookers are all tired because they've had a very long night and they start passing out the money to pay all the hookers, Megan Mullally, as the Phil Collins song starts, and Tom Cruise is doing the voiceover, she is sitting on like a bench next to some other very, very worn out prostitutes who are very tired from the night. And she's sitting there with a black slip on and she's got a cigarette in her hand and she's and they just and all the hookers have just been paid. And she's just in that. That's the one big shot that she's in. So right before it's right before they go on the train. So no, you hear Stacy on WGN. Hey, Stacy.
Hey, how are you, Nick?
All right.
I went to high school. I went to Northwest High School, and there's a little cameo in there, a guy named Jimmy Barron. There's a scene where he's tapping on the window, and
is
he
that,
says, hey,
my cousin,
my
it's
cousin in my, from Skokie?
Yeah, my cousin Ruben from Skokie. That, that the guy who taps on the window, that's your friend?
Well, I knew him in high school. He was, you know, in, you know, I was a sport jock. He was a drama rat, but
yeah.
Yeah, knew him, and he also had a gig with John Cusack in The Sure Thing.
Oh, wow.
He did one of those. He ended up, from what I understand, he dated a friend of mine for a very long time. That's why I remember him.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. I think he grew up in Lincolnwood. Anyway, he went up to Hollywood. I think he became a stuntman for a while. I don't know what happened to him, but his name's Jimmy Barron, and that was him.
Okay. All right. I know that scene very well, Stacey. It's during the interview with the Princeton interview with Bill Rutherford. And knocks
very
on the window.
Cool.
Can you get my cousin Ruben in from Skokie?
Yeah, and just another thing, you were talking about the record stores. Do you remember Record City in Skokie?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's where I bought my very first album.
What was your first album, Stacey?
My first album that I bought with my own money was Hotel California, The Eagles.
Wow.
And it was at the same time. And you brought this up a few weeks ago. I was standing there paying it, and there was the Rolling Stone with Jim Morrison on it. He's hot. He's sexy.
He's dead.
Yeah. And I bought that Rolling Stone, and that's how I got hooked into the Doors.
That's amazing. That's a great story. Hey, Stacey, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll have to look for Stacey's friend on the big screen when he's knocking on the window asking Joel if he can get his friend Ruben from Skokie in. Dan, you know who else is in Risky Business? Harry Tynowitz.
That was what I thought you were going to mention until you mentioned a prostitute.
Yeah, Harry Tynowitz is in it, and he plays this dork who's at the party. He's like, hey, great party, Joel. So Tynowitz has got one scene in it. So, yeah, all right. Well, there you go. So Risky Business is on May 3rd right now. We may change it, but mark all your calendars and please come out. This is a real special one. Risky Business, a Movie Code Theater on May 3rd. Only $10. Go to moviecode.com and get your tickets. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you all about this lawsuit that involves Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, and then we're going to talk about songs that sound suspiciously alike. 312-981-7200 if you've got songs that you think are ripoffs or riffs that sound too close. 312-981-7200. That's what we're going to be talking about in a minute.